Good evening.
Good evening.
And welcome to First Congregational Church here in Westfield for this evening's Greater Westfield Ecumenical Thanksgiving Service. We are so pleased to have people from various churches, some clergy from different churches, from St. Joseph National Catholic, Second Congregational Church in Westfield, from Granville Federated Church, Feeding Hills Congregational. You get a twofer with me. So I'm from First Congregational Westfield and Southwick Congregational Church. Everyone should have a program that will help you. And there will be a collection this evening, and the collection will go for the Westfield Food Pantry. So we'll hear from Rebecca Hart, who's the executive director of the Food Pantry. She'll speak with us for a few moments this evening as well. I believe that's our announcements, unless somebody else has one. Let us worship God.
Please join me in the call to worship. In deep gratitude, we come to worship God.
We recognize God as the source of all goodness.
All good gifts come from the Spirit of God.
Love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, gentleness are all God.
We come with grateful hearts, not for things, but for who God is.
We gather to show our gratitude in song and prayer.
Please join in our gathering hymn, We Gather Together, number 99 in the blue hymnal. Please stand as you are able.
Trials.
love in redeeming the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And, we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with thankful hearts we praise you, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving ourselves to your service and by living in your gift of holiness and righteousness all our days. Hear our prayer as we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please be seated for the reading from the Old Testament. The reading from the book of Deuteronomy. For God is bringing you into a good land, a land with flowing streams, with springs and underground waters welling up in valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, the land of olive oil and honey, a land where you may eat bread without scarcity, where you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron and from whose hills you may mine copper. You shall eat your fill and bless your God for the good land that has been given you. Take care that you do not forget your God by failing to keep God's commandments, ordinances, and statutes that I am commanding you today. When you have eaten your fill and have built fine houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks have multiplied, and your silver and gold is multiplied, and all that you have multiplied, then do not exalt yourself, forgetting your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Do not say to yourself, my power and the might of my own hand have gotten me this wealth. But remember your God, who gives you the power to get wealth, so that God may confirm the covenant that sworn to your ancestors. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Responsive reading of Psalm 148. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise God in the heights.
Praise the Lord, all you angels. Sing praises, all you heavenly hosts.
Praise the Lord, sun and moon. Sing praises, all you shining stars.
Praise the Lord, heaven of heavens. Sing praises, you waters of the heavens.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, who gave the command and they were created.
Praise the steadfast forever and ever, who gave them the law that shall not pass away.
Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps.
Fire and hail, snow and fog, tempestuous winds, doing God's will.
Mountains and hills, fruit trees and all cedars.
Wild beasts and all cattle, breeding things and winged birds.
Sovereigns of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the world.
Young men and young women, old and young together.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, whose name only is exalted, whose splendor is over earth and heaven.
The Lord has raised up strength for his people, and praise for all loyal servants, the children of Israel, people who are near to the Lord.
A reading from Paul's first letter to Timothy. Of course, there is great gain in godliness combined with contentment, for we have brought nothing into this world so that we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with these. But those who want to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. In their eagerness to be rich, some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pains. But as for you, beloved of God, shun all this, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich of good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life.
Luke 17:11-19. A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed and turned back, praising God with a loud voice, he prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up, go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Every Sunday I get to stand in front of that. So when I listed things in the bulletin, I'm very thankful for the choir of First Congregational Church, and I didn't say that in the list, but I really am. So thank you very, very much. I'm sure that everyone here has been grocery shopping once in their life. If not every week, it was my mother's most hated activity, but she had 6 children, so she had to, sometimes twice a week. So how many people go to Big Y? I'm a Big Y person. Stop and Shop? Someplace else? Where am I? What am I missing?
Costco.
Are we going to Costco? See, we didn't have Costco. We should have. We needed Costco in my family, but it didn't exist back then. I went grocery shopping yesterday. I know. And I went around 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the afternoon. And I know, see, they're rumbling already because they know, like, what was he thinking? But I knew that I had to get things for Thursday because we're hosting at my house. And I'm actually going to break down and I'm going to cook, which for the people in Southwick and Westville, they should rumble at that too because, you know, I normally don't do that. But when I have time, I actually do. Now, I'm in the grocery store. I pull up, and I got the best parking space. I swear, I have never, like, God was smiling at Molly yesterday. I'm like, all right, I got the best spot right in front. And it was perfect. I walk in, the people wouldn't move from the front door. They stood there. I'm like, move! I wanted to say that, but I didn't, and I had to wait. You walk into the East Silver Big Y, and people were blocking aisles, and they were making my life miserable. And they were doing this, of course, because I decided to go grocery shopping. And what happened was, throughout the course of the whole entire thing, I grew even more miserable. I grew even more upset and almost left the store. Because at one point when they said, stuffing's in aisle 12, I'm like, it is not. Because I have been down this aisle twice and there is no stuffing there. Well, if you turn and look, sir, look right here. Big, giant display of Pepperidge Farm stuffing. And everything that I could possibly want to go with it. It's like, thank you! And put the stuff in the cart. Then I couldn't find the dip that I wanted. I went up and down that thing 3 times. Do you think I could look up at the top shelf maybe and find it there? The 3rd time down the aisle, that's when I found hell of a good dip. Probably because of the name of it. That's why I couldn't find it. And what minister is out buying hell of a good dip anyway? That's what I wanted to know. So, but it's really good. Now, I could just buy the sour cream, open the pack of Lipton onion soup mix, and mix it myself. No, I can't do that. I have to have the right dip to do this. Finally, I get everything in the cart that I need. Fine. Like, oh my goodness, now I have to go to checkout. Well, lo and behold, checkout number, I think it was number 13. I was born on the 13th, so that's okay. That number doesn't do anything bad to me. But there's no one there. And there's a cashier. And a bagger. Normally, when I can get to an actual cashier and don't have to do self-checkout, there's not a bagger. So I'm like, I don't know, did I do something wrong? I usually think there's something wrong with me at that point. But there was a bagger. Fine. I reflected on chatting with the cashier. She was lovely. The bagger, lovely people. They were awesome. Couldn't be nicer. Who's still miserable?
Me.
Well, do you think those people could move out of the way of the aisle? They thought that they should stand there with the cart and not move. I won't tell you that I said old people, but because I'm looking at myself and I'm like, well, Polly, you have a white beard and white hair. Guess what? You're an old person. All right? You fall into the same category. And chances are, I blocked somebody else. Chances are, I stopped my cart in the middle of someplace. And then it hit me. I'm one of the nine lepers. I'm one of the nine lepers in the story that we're going to do in the gospel. So I'm writing the sermon in big Y. That's basically where it happened. And all I could think of was, I didn't thank God. What's the very first thing I told you about when I went there? What did I find right off the bat? You can talk to me. They used to talk to me. Parking
spot.
The best what?
Parking
spot. Did I thank God for the best parking spot? All I said was, well, God obviously wants me to be here. But I was like, but no. I didn't. Did I thank God for the cashier and being able to walk right up, waiting for no one? No! I might as well have the banner, leper, one of nine lepers, right on me at that point, because not only do I not thank God, I don't even thank the cashier. Did I thank poor Mike? No, Mike, the guy from Big Y, when I talk to him like this, like my mother used to, all right? And she was mad. We learned that. Yeah, I learned that from her. But did I even thank Mike? No. All day long today, I have been thinking about that. And it really bugged me. But let me tell you what happened here. And what made me even more thankful today. Today, right here at First Congregational Church, we had people from various churches, various agencies, actually in the last 2 days, because we had people from Southwick Congregational, First Congregational, Second Congregational, Westfield State University, some plumbing groups and people even, but we had 50 pounds of potatoes peeled and cut and a dining room set up with 135 places with napkins, forks, knives, tablecloths, chairs. We started at 9:30. All of that thing that I just said to you right there, 10:25. Did I thank God? Nope. Leper. One of the nine. I felt like one of the nine the more I thought about it. So today, when we had Linda, how many helpers did we have? Martha, how many? Like 20? 25? It was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So, you bet I said thank you to God today for the wonderful help that we had, for the fact that we could feed. We lost count, Rebecca, didn't we? That we lost count of how many people we fed because we sent food home with people and we had to-go things and they wanted to bring something to their aunt. They wanted to bring something to someone else. And we just said, take it. God is good. And if I said that to my students in Florida, they would chime back to me, all the time. So if I say to you, God is good,
all the time,
God is good.
All right, if you didn't learn anything else tonight, you're going to learn that. All right, you can't get out of one of my sermons without going home with something. But isn't that what we're saving for? Isn't that what we're called to do? We're called to be like the one who went back. Praising God, giving thanks for being cured. We have so many wonderful things in our lives. Yes, some terrible things may have happened to us, some things that were not so good. Maybe we don't feel so well. Maybe this is going on and we're grieving, and those things are all real. They are. I am not belittling those things at all, but they're all there. But you know what? We're here. We're able to sit in church together. We're able to serve meals. We're able to do all kinds of things. And we have to remember that we have to thank God. My friends, it's crucial that we remember to give thanks to Almighty God for all the good and wonderful things that we have. I can't imagine that anyone here right now is cold because we're in a heated building. Thank you, God. When you went outside, you brought the right coat because you have the right coat or right jacket to bring. Thank you, God. When you get to gather, when you had dinner tonight, if you got that far, some of our choir never even got to do that yet, but because they came right from work. Thank you, God. When you get home, say thank you to God. Even if it's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you have that. Most of us will gather with family and or friends, your family of origin, your family of choice, a blended family, something, some group will come together for you, I hope. If not, call me and come to my house. I mean that. People will gather. You will have food on your plate. We have to give thanks for that. And we give thanks for one another. We give thanks for the fact that we get to come and gather here in this church on this night. Thank you, God. Be the one. Don't get my banner. Nobody wants that sash. One of nine lepers. Nobody wants that. Remember, stop. Think. Acknowledge. Pray. Thank you, God, for everything we have. Amen.
Amen.
Let's take just a moment of quiet reflection.
Thank you, God, and thank you, River Paul, for that inspiring message. Please join me in the responsive prayers of the people. May God be with you.
And also with you.
Please join me in prayer, or however you want to join in. We thank you, God, for everything we delight in. Sunlight in autumn days, color in nature and art, rhythm in poetry and music, human achievement and family success, good humor, work well done, love and friendship, and all your gifts to body and soul. Most of all, we delight in your salvation, the knowledge of your love, the assurance of eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Savior. We commend to you those who work in harsh conditions and those who have no work, those whose lives are drab and gray, those whose poor health takes away delight in living, those who are lonely, those who have no home of their own. Grant them the human help and comfort which they need, and the spiritual encouragement which it will enable them to live with hope and courage, for the sake of Jesus Christ, who leads us to salvation. We pray for the elderly, asking for them clear faith and human support. We pray for those in middle years, asking for them wisdom in their choices and the recovery of a sense of wonder. We pray for the young, asking for them good opportunities, that their ambitions include the desire to serve. May we all continue to seek the God of every age, made known in Jesus Christ, the greatest friend of all. We bless you, God, space maker, cloud rider, earth lover. We bless you for the great company of saints who have gone before us and now delight in your presence. With them, we honor and praise your holy name. Amen.
This Thanksgiving, we handed out over 200 turkeys for folks to hand out, cook at home for their families. And then today we cooked for 200, and then it was also served at the soup kitchen.
Yes.
But beyond that, what I was reminded of today is how good the Westfield Food Pantry and its volunteers are building relationships. So many of our clients are known by their name. We ask them, is your pneumonia healing? Are you feeling better? Did that housing work out? And that's really, I feel like, the spirit of giving manifest. Seeing that people are comfortable coming and having their needs met. And just all the support we had this year from the church was just absolutely amazing. As Paul had said, there were so many people from so many different churches. And it all came together and everyone was fed. And it was just an absolute blessing. Whatever money is donated today will be used for the support of our operation. And our next big event is the annual team giving. Westfield Food Pantry adopts usually around 40 to 50 homeless or in need teens from the Westfield high schools. They provide a shopping list, which are usually basic needs, socks, underwear, acne cream, things of that nature. And we take the money donated and we go out and we shop for these students. And it is always so well received. So thank you for having me. Thank you for opening up your church today. Thank you for allowing us to have the food truck here all season. And I wish everyone a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving.
So our offering this evening will go for the Westfield Food Pantry. So we ask you to be as generous as you possibly can be.
give you thanks and praise for all of your gifts to us. We know that you are the source of every good thing. Light, love comes from you. You have created us, and you continue to breathe life into us through the power of your Holy Spirit. You have given us so much, and it is because we recognize the gifts you have given to us that we now give the work of your kingdom. We now dedicate this offering to the work of your kingdom here on earth. May this collection be used wisely and diligently, and your love may be known widely. As we dedicate this offering, we offer ourselves to you. For these gifts of money are but tokens of ourselves. Take and use it, that our hands may reach out in service. Our feet may walk the difficult path of reconciliation, and that our words may be words of peace. For this we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Please join in our closing hymn, which is in the blue hymnal, number 31. Now thank we all our God. not on. I thought this. I hope it wasn't on the whole thing. There. Give me a second.
And there it is. There it goes. This is normally when we invite you to join us in Fellowship Hall for a time of refreshment and fellowship. But there is none. So we thought you'd just rather go home and start to get ready for your own Thanksgiving at this point. Thank you all very much. Thank you to our musicians, to our visiting clergy, to our moderators who read for us this evening. And thanks to all of you for joining us this evening. Happy Thanksgiving. May God bless us all.